my name is Paula Jacobson. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to get together here with Tim soon. We're going to try to have another lively debate, but wanted to get out here and talk about other regional airlines, what they've been offered through their unions, and what kind of collective bargaining agreements they work under. I believe that it's personally, you've got to have that information to make sound choices. You need to know what's out there to make sure you are actually getting a good deal also. The company stays competitive, but also you get a good deal with it. So that's kind of what we're going to go through today on some of these contracts. And again, my name is Paula Jacobson, so I'm a LaGuardia-based flight attendant. I've been here since January 2002. I started doing labor, meaning working within the union, in 2003 on and off throughout my career. So I'm not saying I'm the smartest person here. I'm not. I'm just somebody that, through my knowledge and what I have been trained to go through contracts, is what I'm going to provide. So it's going to be like a highlight sheet. I'm not going to go in depth, but just like, here's their tip sheet. What do we think about that? And that's going to be your choice and your decision. So the main reason I'm doing this is we can see the contention nature out there. It's just so, the air is so thick right now with the for and against and the yays and nays. And that's normal. That's a normal situation. So yes, we have the rest of June to have this kind of situation. We need to be respectful of people's opinions and not be condescending towards these opinions, but it is very normal. It's a normal process because these are big life decisions. You're making a decision for the next 5 years, and you don't know what your next 5 years is going to look like. Are you going to be still living in the same area you're living today? Are you going to be moving? Are you going to be turning into a commuter? Can you pay off credit card debt? Will you be able to save under this? Can you put more in your 401k under this? What if you got hurt and now you're only getting 60% of your paycheck? Is this going to be sustainable? These are big questions you have to ask yourself. And we all don't know where we're going to be in 5 years. Some of you might be at mainline by this point. So again, these are thoughts and things that you have to think about. The second thing I'm going to ask is that please get out there and vote. Even you don't have to agree with me, but just get out there and vote. Because that's what the company watches. They watch what we call member engagement. How engaged is the membership? They want to know, are you engaged in the voting process? If they believe that you're not that engaged, then they'll make assumptions. And I'm sorry, I do not want somebody to make assumptions on the way I want to think. That's not okay. So we need to get out there. We need to say, hey, this is what we believe in. This is what we think. I mean, even if it is something that, you know, you're okay with this contract, then you're okay with it. If you're not okay with it, get out there and say, you're not okay with it. You're not being disgruntled. If you say, I think there's this idea, it's like, well, they're going to know the way I vote. No, they're not going to know the way you voted. This is done only through the union, through a third-party union, and they're going to go through, and so the company's not going to know which way you voted. But you need to get out there and show them you're engaged and involved, and you vote with your voice. So again, thank you so much for listening. Go out there and vote, and again, have a great day. There, let's go through Republic's TA. So this was a tentative agreement that was rejected by the Republic flight attendants. They are represented by Teamsters. They fly 170s, 175s. They have about 55 170s and about 130 175s. Now they do fly for all three, so they're an independent contractor. They do feature a New York base. What they were presented with, and again it rejected by 93%, but what they were presented with at data signing just for pay scale was $18.55 for a new hire to top out at 15 years of $37.55, and at DOS plus 4 a new hire was to make $19.30 and a top out of $39.07. If you're over 15 years, they have 50 cents per year. And their guarantee is 75 hours. They can bid a line up to 100 hours. But if they do get a line over 87 hours, all those hours over 87 go to 125%. Their duty day can be a 14-hour duty day, a bid scheduled duty day. They cannot exceed up to 16 hours. Customs pay is 18 minutes. A line holder's day off is 12. A reserve is 11. Airport standby, which is like airport ready reserve, is 5 hours of credit, and a regular reserve day is 4 hours. Now, reserve, they have long call and short call reserve. So, short call reserve, they have 20 minutes to call them back. It's similar to our reserve. Long call reserve, you actually do have to be available on your days off, but they cannot contact you 12 hours prior to when you need to show up. So, again, you do have to be contactable, and you have like 4 hours to call them back, but you have this 12-hour window buffer. So it's good for somebody that has to commute on reserve. But they do feature that. And then training is 4 hours, and LMS is every 2 hours of LMS equals 1 hour of pay. They have 8 holidays, and if you work a holiday, it's 4 hours of pay for every holiday you work on top of the rate that you were at your rate, but on top of your pay. So it's just 4 hours flat. If you get stranded and the company can't provide you a hotel, they do have to pay $50 to you because you had to find your own hotel. And then long stay hotels start at 14 hours. So if you have a overnight 14 hours or more, you get a long stay hotel. Day rooms are at 5 hours, and per diem starts at $2.05 at signing, plus 10 cents every year, and $2.60 international. They do feature co-domicile with parking provided at both, and they have a perfect attendance policy laid out with incentive pay. Luggage is given to new hires, and a shoe stipend of $100 into your uniform account every April 15th. Call-in honors is 4 a year, and there was a signing bonus attached to this of $1,000. They do get in-domicile hotels if canceled, again, only for line holders, not for reserve. Republic had a huge section on moving expenses not to exceed over $7,000. And if you do not move, meaning this is moving expenses, is if like your base went away and you were forced to move, you could apply for these moving expenses. But you can get $500 if you decided not to move and be a commuter. Again, this is if your base went away. Vacation is 24 hours per week. And they do have a thing called load time lines. So, like a part-time line of 42 hours, max of 52 hours. That is just given periodically per their scheduling needs. And so, yeah, that's kind of what those little highlight sheets of Republic's TA again rejected. So they are back in negotiations, and we'll see what they can get. And again, we'll go on to the next. So let's go through Express Jets TA. Express Jets is a very interesting airline, I can say from personal experience. I remember they had one of the best contracts in the industry up by Comair. It was those two were the best. And sadly, Express Jet has displaced. We have a lot of flight attendants that work here now that were former Express Jet, so they're probably the gurus on these contracts. Express Jet in 2008 signed a contract in. It was up for negotiations in 2012, and they've been in negotiations since then. But what is interesting, in the last two TAs have been rejected, and those last two TAs have only really come up in the last 2 years. So they didn't have a TA for a very, very long time. They were going through a lot of downsizing. So today they fly CRJ200s. There are 16 of them. United has promised them 175s, and they have promised them 25 175s. And they fly the ERJ 145s, and they have about 100 of them. So that's what's going on with them. They didn't declare bankruptcy, but they really got downsized. So let's go through this rejected TA2 of Express Jets. And that they were going to have a starting rate of $19.38 to start. Top out at 20 years was 40/40. At the end of this TA was $19.95 for a new hire and 42/42 at top out. Days off, a line was going to get 12 hours, a reserve 11. They do have an incentive pay. It starts at 95, so their guarantee starts at 80 hours. And the top line construction is 120. So 90, once you get to 95, you start an incentive pay scale, which is about 150%, and on those hours. Debt is 100%. Ready reserve is 5 hours. IOE is done at 150% for the check flight attendant. Holding pay is what they've had since 08, something I wanted to actually see in the 2011 TA and 12 TA, but it wasn't in there. But they've had this holding pay in there for a very long time, and it's the holding pay of $15 per hour over 50 minutes. So I'm sorry, over 30 minutes. So when you have that door open, once that 30-minute mark is passed and you've sat with that door open, this incentive pay is going to start coming in. And again, it's $15 per hour, and the door is open, not the door closed. So it is something that I've wanted to see since I've seen it in ExpressJet since 08. That's a long time for waiting. Long call reserve, they do have, it's a 60-minute callback. They have 10 hours prior to show on their long call reserve. And they also have short call reserve, 20-minute callback on short call reserve, 2-hour call out. And part-time line construction, they do have also part-time lines, 5 hours for day rooms, and long stay hotels start with at 15 hours. So if you have 15-hour overnight, long stay hotels are provided unless that city is not a city that works for a long stay hotel, like with some of these small cities. You know, maybe it's best to be at a closer to the airport or something. But 15 hours is the is where they start to get those long stay hotels. If 15 minutes, if they're on a 9 hours of rest, 15 minutes, they have the max is what they're going to be waiting for a hotel. If they don't, and then if they don't, the shuttle doesn't show up, they can go get an Uber or Lyft. If it's over the 9 hours rest, they do have to wait their 30 minutes before getting their own transportation and being reimbursed. $1.90 per diem is at signing, and 3 hours and 8 minutes vacation days. It's and the max days they would get for vacation is 37, so 5 weeks. Sick is very interesting. It goes off hours. So if you work 1 to 40 hours, you get 3 hours of sick time. If you get 40 hours to 78 hours a month, you get 4 hours of sick time. If you're at 78 or higher a month, you get 5 hours of sick time. So the max sick time you can get is 640 hours in your bank, and then they stop giving you sick time. But that's it's very interesting that they go by the actual hours. Personal leave, you can use your benefits on personal leave with management approval. And they have a big moving expense. It's because they've shut down so many bases. I'm gonna say my own opinion is that it's because so many people did have to move to keep their jobs. Their top reimbursement they can get for moving expenses, again, this is if your base shut down, is $10,000 from the company. They do have an alterations for uniforms of $75 a year. And two things that I really want to point out that I have not seen in a lot of contracts. One, ground commuting. So we have our call and honest policy. They also have a ground commuting policy, meaning like if a natural disaster happened or if car, you know, just have to have documentation. But they do have a ground commuting clause. It's pretty amazing in there. It's something that's very interesting. And then the second thing is they have an educational leave of absence. Now, I'm a person that found that very interesting because I started here at 19 years old, so I did not go to college. This is great to have. It you will lose some seniority and longevity after 45 days, but you do have that, you know, fallback to go to school. You've got to give the proper documentation so you can go to school and know that you have a job waiting for you. That I have not seen that in literally every contract. This is right now the only contract I've seen those two items really out I'm sorry, laid out at length, and it's great to have. So that's some highlights of the, again, rejected TA2 of ExpressJet. And again, we'll go on to the next. So thank you all for listening. Really do appreciate it. It's so hard to get a baseline on pay because of the regionals all being in negotiations. We have over 65% of the regionals in negotiations. So right now we have Transstates, Compass, Piedmont, Republic, GoJets, ExpressJet, Air Wisconsin, and PSA. PSA actually just sent the TA off. So it's being voted on by the members right now. And Endeavor Air, which same situation, voted on by the members. It's going to be pretty interesting to try to understand what's going on, but all I can go by is in 2002 I made $14.24, and in today's rate that is $20.55. That's not a raise, that's just the rate of inflation. That is just what prices of goods and services has gone up. Now per diem was $1.30 when I started, and today's rate of inflation is $1.88. That's what we deserve. That's not a raise, that's just the rate of inflation, what items has gone up. And then you can see what how far we are behind. And I know that Comair is the dark horse that nobody likes to talk about. But for people that didn't know Comair, Comair was the wholly owned regional of Delta. Before we were the wholly owned regional of Delta, Delta did shut them down. They decided not to operate anymore. But it was mainly because of bankruptcy. They filed bankruptcy. And Comair, because they shared the same monies, because they were wholly owned, had to file bankruptcy too. They took concessions. And they just didn't survive. But we have to go by their 2002 rates. This was before Delta was making billions in profits and bag fees and all that. That's all before this. So if you took the Comair rates of 2002 and put some rate of inflation on there, you'd be very surprised what you would see on how a pay scale would look. And people say you can't use it because they're not a player anymore. But what? Who says that? I want to know who this mystery person is that says this. Because it's really getting frustrating. I like to meet them and look them in the eye and say, so you're okay with welfare wages. You're okay us leeching, quote unquote, off the system, like some people like to say. And that's not the case. We are good people that come to work, sacrifice our lives. And at one point, it's just like, you know, it's enough. I need to be compensated to the point where I'm giving you my life. I'm giving you my service. I'm giving you my time. Yeah, I'm, you know what? I'm not a fan of this TA, and I'm going to say it. I'm not a fan. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm disappointed because the moment I vote no, I don't get a raise. I'm at top out. I mean, I don't get a raise. But I know that new hire pay is not okay. That is less than what I would have made when I came here, and I can't see that anymore, especially in a New York base. And I was a Minneapolis based flight attendant living with my mom. So please, please look at this. Ask the senior people, what did you make? And some of them will be very honest, like, yeah, it's not keeping up. Some of them just said, I need my raise because I'm at top one and I haven't seen a raise. You know, I'm not going to let these new hires, and I'm not going to let my financial situation control letting other people suffer. I'm just done. I mean, if that's what we have to go to, that is a sad point in society. But I hope you think of others. I hope, you know, we can move on and this gets done. We'll know what the results are by June 27th. And if it's voted in, we have a new agreement we're going to have to figure out. If it's voted no, you'll still get your raises. You'll still be under this agreement. And we'll have to go back to the table. So it's hard for me to say no to a raise. You know, who doesn't want to take a raise? But it's something we have to do to make sure that nobody gets to suffer like I suffered as a new hire. Nobody gets to suffer with things that came on because I wasn't making enough money. And I know that. I know what it's like to be here in my 20s and not making enough money and compensation. So I hope go into this vote with a good heart. Think about your vote, and we'll see what happens on June 27th. Again, thank you so much for your time, and have a good one.